last June, a group of women got together, hosted the first Mom Expo. In fact, some of the people organizing that event were here live in studio, and that's led to a new organization that is all about empowering and educating women. Joining WFIR anchor reporter G. Moreno and me live in studio this morning to talk about Huddle Up Moms, Jacqueline Nunziato and Kimberly Butterfield. And we say good morning to you both. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. As we get started, and this will be for either or both of you, what made your group decide to form the Huddle Up Moms organization after the Mom Expo, and when did you get the organization up and running?
So it was amazing. We had a wrap-up meeting the weekend after we had the Mom Expo, and what we realized, there's about 40 of us that got together to host the Mom Expo, and what we realized was there's so many amazing women in the community that are doing individually wonderful things for mothers of all types in their journey. And we realized that this needs to be something that's consistent and sustainable and needs to be more access to resources. And so it's been amazing to see over the last, I was counting this morning, I can't believe it's been 9 months, but we've done such an amazing job in the community to put ourselves out there. And we just started, we had our first launching event in November.
What's missing? I mean, do a lot of moms, and you're both moms and you're a mom to be,
yep,
Jacqueline, do moms sometimes, because of life or whatever, just feel isolated from that? They don't, you know, they're busy with their kids at home, they can't get out or whatever, but do they feel isolated? Do they think that some of these things that they need that would help them are missing, or they can't find them?
Yeah, so I think that's one of the things that we learned from the Mom Expo. As you know, participants came around and were talking to all the tables, we heard a lot of that. I had no idea this existed, and I didn't know where to go to look for this. I didn't even know to ask for this. And it is overwhelming, especially first-time moms, as you kind of, bring the baby home and everything's crazy and chaotic and you're not sleeping and, you know, you don't know what you don't know. Right. And so we're trying to be there to be that support network. And as Jacqueline said, there's so many great resources, but they were all sort of islands of themselves. And so we're really trying to pull together the resources so that it's easier to find what you need.
You know what? Go ahead.
If you look at the postpartum depression rate in this country, or perinatal mood and anxiety disorder, it's about 20%. And when you think about those numbers in comparison to how many women are becoming new mothers, a lot of that isolation is that in this country specifically, we put so much emphasis on having the perfect pregnancy and having the perfect labor. And then you go home with your baby. And even, you know, for all of us, and we talk about that all the time, it's just overwhelming. You're really not prepared. And so you isolate yourself and keep yourself home. And we really want to be that support and that connection to the community.
I almost feel like there should be something maybe in conjunction with your doctor or something, or your hospital, because I was a parent once, and basically, okay, you have the kid, okay, see you, good luck, and then you go home, and then unless if you don't have parents around all the time or someone to help you like that, it's like you're sort of learning on the fly, which I guess everybody does, but a lot of times the one parent will go back to work, a lot of times it's the dad and mom will stay home for a while, and there you are with a crying kid, and you feel isolated.
Mm-hmm. You do. And so I think that, you know, there's a couple of different missions that we have, but really that's an important one, is to provide resources to the community. We wrote a blog last month about the dues of doulas. And in other countries, they have a bigger emphasis on doulas being part of the postpartum.
What's a doula?
So a doula is somebody who supports you during the pregnancy. But in a lot of countries, and here it's starting and getting more popular, but they help you with the postpartum care, and they'll come to your house and they'll support you. They'll help you with breastfeeding. They're kind of your guide. I call them life coaches, but they're your postpartum coaches. And so we're trying to emphasize resources like that in the community that are definitely here, but underutilized.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's one thing that's really interesting about our group, because we do have, you know, Jacqueline being a doctor, we have, physical therapists, we have researchers, and all of these really interesting backgrounds and disciplines, but also all who are mothers, and so who kind of see it from both sides of having the personal experience, but then also having a different outlook from a professional sense. And so it's been a really cool thing to see everyone bring their talents to the table and figure that out.
So what are you a doctor of, Jacqueline?
I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. Actually.
You really?
I am.
So what you're going now, we're going to talk about the event and some of the coming up on Tuesday, I guess. But when you get your wheels turning here, do you see where maybe some of the stuff that you're doing should be more of a program or, you know, guiding women towards some of these programs when they come out of delivery?
Yeah, of course. And I think, you know, what we want to show also and represent, and that's part of our that is part of our event and why we are so excited about Tuesday, but really showing a comprehensive, holistic approach to women's health and well-being. And so that needs to continue. In this country, postpartum period is about 42 days, according to healthcare.
And after that, everything's happy, right?
Your body's back to normal. Everything is good to go. But in a lot of other countries, that includes the first year. And so that's a big push for us. And we really want to support moms even beyond that. And that's why we've really tried to partner with some of the existing organizations in the community.
I'm just curious, then we'll ask about the event, but when moms, there's a period, do they come back for a typical checkup after X amount of time? Do doctors ask how you're doing? Are you getting resources? Is that part of the routine?
Yeah, of course. Of course it is. I think one of the issues that we have and what we've seen and what we've talked to moms about is that there's a guilt associated with saying you're not doing well, you know, because a lot of people, especially these days, have a hard time having children, or you dreamed about having children and it finally comes. And then the feeling of isolation and overwhelming is something that is honestly shameful, and we talk about that. And so we really want mothers to own those feelings, to be expressive about those feelings, and we encourage that within our community and within the community to say it's okay to say, oh, this is much harder than I thought, you know, it was going to be, and we all share those feelings. And so it's really about making that something that is acceptable today.
We're talking with Jacqueline Nunziato and Kimberly Butterfield. The organization is Huddle Up Moms, and there's an event coming up, Love Your Body, on Tuesday night at 5:30 at Five Points Music Sanctuary. There is a ticket, but it's free. You can go through the website, huddleupmoms.org.
Yep.
Talk about the event. Talk about what's going to be available. Quite an interesting, eclectic mix of people, from acupuncture to something called photobiomodulation. So talk about what that's all about.
Yeah, so kind of the big overview, right, is, as Jacqueline said, a holistic approach to women's health. So we do have, I'll let Jacqueline talk a little bit more about the photobiomodulation because that's a tough one. But we have neuroscientist researcher, we have acupuncturist, folks who are lifestyle coaches, social workers, all sorts of different panelists. And it's really just an opportunity to come out and ask questions, as we said, in a safe space with a lot of different perspectives. And it's just going to be a nice, fun, easygoing event for moms.
Yeah, our focus of that night and really our mission in general is to empower women to understand what their options are within the community. And so it's been enlightening for all of us to learn what's out there in our kind of smaller town that exists. And so photobiomodulation is one of them. Linda Bailey of Total U Health is coming to talk to us about that type of treatment and how light therapy can help inflammation and mental health. And so we're excited to have her. We have a life coach. Dr. Julia Basso is going to be talking about neuroscience and the postpartum mom brain and how we can own that and take ownership of that and really how amazing your body is, how it accommodates to motherhood. And so we're excited. It's a free event. We encourage you to bring your babies if you don't have a babysitter. And we'll be hosting events every month throughout the rest of the year.
At various places or...
So, yep. Yes, we primarily host them at Five Point Sanctuary, but we're excited. That's a call out to anybody that wants to partner up for larger venues. We have an Infertility Awareness Month, our March event. Do you want to talk about
that? Yeah, so our March event's going to be really fun. It's going to be a little more lighthearted. We're going to be providing resources to parents for planning spring and summer activities for their children. So we're going to bring out community partners who have camps and classes. And we're calling it Mom's March Madness because we've all been cooped up with our kids for too long. We're really ready to get them outside and running around and that sort of thing. So March will be more of that kind of resource fair to showcase what our community has to offer.
Jacqueline Nunziato, Kimberly Butterfield with us this morning from Huddle Up Moms. And along what you were talking about, Huddle Up Moms looking for volunteers for a variety of committees and events. Talk about that. Great time to get you some volunteers right now.
Yeah, so we're always looking for, you know, the point of our group is connection. And so if people are interested and passionate, we want to utilize that energy. So we are going to have the mom meetup groups. We have several different topics like infertility, NICU, infant loss, all sorts of things that we're looking for volunteers to help with those groups.
So pretty heady topics, miscarriage and things like that.
Yeah,
so
we want to start there. I don't think that's where we'll stop, but we want to start there because we know that's a really high need for folks to find support with others.
I think, you know, we talk about this all the time at our meetings, but there are a lot of small support type groups, but we want something that's sustainable, that's monthly, that feels like a safe space, and it is geared towards mothers who share the same experiences but feel isolated again. And so we did focus on topics that we thought didn't really exist in the community or that wasn't a sustainable group. And so the first ones coming up are infertility and NICU. We also have a support group for stepmoms, foster moms, the LGBTQ community. And so if you are interested in either hosting a group or wanting to be part of a group, please let us know. You can visit our website.
HuddleUpMoms.org, right? I want to ask you, you're a doctor. Some of the things you're trying to do here with Huddle Up Moms, and again, we're talking with Jacqueline Nunziato and Kimberly Butterfield. Are they being done, Jacqueline, in other places? You know, do you read about them in journals, medical journals, whatever? Is this type of support group being done in other places, and has it been proven to be effective?
Yes, that's a great question. So peer-to-peer groups are known to be effective. It's more important when other women, men, you know, it doesn't just have to be women. But when they don't feel isolated and they feel like they can share the experience with others that are going through the same thing. And it's, you know, that's outside of the hospital setting because it feels more of a safe space. And we want to provide that resource for the community. And so that's one of our big focuses.
Mm-hmm. What's been the response so far to getting this information out there? Are you hearing from people yet that, oh, wow, this is a great idea, or I've been looking for something like this, I could use support, I thought it was just me?
Yeah, definitely. So our November event, which Jacqueline mentioned earlier, that was our kickoff event, we had over 100 people show up for that, and that was fantastic. It was a really unique storytelling event for moms to share some personal stories. And what we saw after that was people stayed, they lingered. People were in small groups, you know, kind of talking about, oh my gosh, you know, that story really touched me, and this is why, and this is what I've been going through. And so we know that it's definitely touching a nerve, and it's meeting that need. So we're just really excited to see that continue to grow.
I think the outpouring of people that have emailed us, contacted us, has been overwhelming, and it's been rewarding for us to see. I think one of the biggest things we're dealing with now is, you know, we're getting so big. That's why we're hoping for volunteers. There's 7 of us on the executive board and 2 of us on the 3 of us on the board of directors. So we need the help, and we want to spread the word as much as possible.
I only have about a minute left, but I'm curious. Do you see where it's younger moms versus older moms that are looking for this help, or is it women moms over all ages? I'm just curious.
It's a great question. I think, you know, when you start an organization, you try and focus, but what we've realized is there's a need across your entire motherhood journey. And so that's why we've partnered with Macaroni Grill, who does primarily, yeah, who does...
Macaroni Kid?
Macaroni Kids.
Right. Don't think food.
Funny. I know. I'm pregnant. I can't help it. Macaroni Kid and Beth Bell, because there is definitely a continuum there. We do see a lot of younger moms or newer moms, and we want them to continue and feel supported throughout. And so it's been a great connection having a lot of our events with Beth Bell.
Well, we've got to leave it there. The event is February 18th, Love Your Body at the Five Points Music Sanctuary. Go to huddleupmoms.org to find your free tickets. It's also a cash bar and heavy appetizers.
Yep.
So that's good. Jacqueline Nunziato and Kimberly Butterfield, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yep.